This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remarkable resilience is the macroeconomic phrase of the day. It came from the International Monetary Fund in describing the global economy this morning in its World Economic Outlook. The IMF says it expects global growth to hold steady at 3.2% this year, a cheerier estimate than they'd had just a couple of months ago. And it comes in the face of geopolitical challenges, shall we say, and a still uneven recovery from the pandemic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Economists seem kind of surprised by the resilience of the global economy, almost like it's a student who everyone expected to do poorly on a test.
It sounds like the world is falling apart, but somewhat remarkably, the world economy is doing not too badly.
Ishwar Prasad is a professor of economics at Cornell and used to work at the IMF. He points out some economies like India and the US are really zipping along, while others like the UK and Germany.
It's really much more of a meh story.
But one driver of resilience, even in those meh economies, stock markets are doing pretty well. And Prasad says that, combined with a slight bump in consumer confidence,
is stoking pretty robust consumption by households.
Still, the IMF's projected pace of growth this year and next is low by historical standards. Karen Matheson with the Center for Global Development says this is partly to do with the ongoing wars in Ukraine and the Middle East.
It makes investors nervous, right? I mean, if you're just a global investor and you see this happening, you're going to want to pull back and be in safer assets.
And a lot of those safer assets also have pretty decent returns right now, like U.S. Treasuries. Matheson says those high interest rates here are limiting growth abroad.
So if, for example, we were at a near zero interest rate level as we've been in the past, there'd be a real search for yield. So there would be more appetite for riskier debt.
And she says if investors hold off on putting their money into riskier ventures in the developing world, that means there's less potential for growth overall. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.